Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here once again. I'm looking for the new faces that my husband talked about. Yes, hello, you're very welcome. I know her, she's a former student of Vine. You're very welcome. Is it your first time to come and pray with us? Yes, but I think we met last week, right? At the school, yes. Ah, okay. Good to see you. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Mr. Balo, that is a very powerful testimony. As Mr. Balo talked about the trial he went through of not just sponsoring someone, but you know, when someone tells you Schayagala, then they come back and they say, now I've made up my mind. That tests you more than the money that you're spending. It puts everything. It gives you a run for your money. Hallelujah. Because you see, even if the money was there, readily available, even if they were not struggling to pay for her, it's just not okay for a child and for you people who are here, the young ones who are here, for you to stop school and then you go back and you say, now I'm ready. Take a hiatus to God knows where. You come back, you say you're sorry. So I'm grateful to God and I give God the glory that the Balos passed that test. Forgiving and paying is a different, that's a different ballgame altogether, okay? Yeah, but God is faithful. Like Christine has said, God is what? Faithful. Mukama mwesigwa. Yes, Mr. Balo, here sometimes we speak in Luganda, not just worshiping. So you've heard us before. We speak all sorts of, so I don't even know why you are complaining, because Oluganda tulwogera bannange. Don't we try? Yes, even when we are not, yes, even when we are not praising here, when I come here, we try Luganda, yeah? And many times, we also try other languages here, glory to God. But I also know that some people's English sounds like other languages, yeah? So here, wabera wo anointing here, yeah? When the Luzungu doesn't Luzungu, yeah? And then you hear something else, but God is what? God is good. And for those who didn't come on Thursday, we prayed about our nation, Uganda. And we basically prayed against the rule of wickedness in our high places. Okay? And we pray that the Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:34, that righteousness exalts a nation. So on Thursday, we had an opportunity to pray for our country in that line. Now, these are some of the things, like on your own, you may not be able to pray for this country. But when there is an opportunity, like a prayer meeting, God, you know, it's easier to pray as a group. So such opportunities give us, I was going to say an opportunity, such settings give us an opportunity to come and actually pray for things that would not otherwise pray for on our own. Glory to God. And I hope that people who are here prayed for the nation. Amen. Because it's one thing to share the prayer direction. For 1.5 hours. But I'm so sure that people who came on Thursday, well, a few were a handful, prayed for the nation. And I remember Christine had gone through that day. She came and testified and she said she went through something very difficult concerning I think it's the usual red tape, and she was chasing some documents. In Uganda, you chase things. You chase documents. You chase money. You chase, like, we don't have systems. But yet, when you have systems, you don't need to chase anything. Just put in your papers, and then you get things in your mail. So, but here in Uganda, you're always chasing something. So, as it happened that day, Christine was like this, chasing some things. And guess what? She came across, I think, corruption after corruption, and she was like, "Wanang, is this how?" And I remember her testifying, which really touched me. She said she could actually, because of her position, she could have just called someone and said, "Please help me with this." But she said, "Let me go through the system, okay?" In other words, she said, "Let me chase this thing to the end." And that day, she ended up here praying for the nation. Glory to God. I think after the chest didn't yield much or quickly, she decided, you know what, let me just go to church because this country is, I don't know, yeah? So when she was talking, Christine cried about the country. How many of you can cry because of this nation? Very, very few. Yeah, you can cry because maybe your passport didn't come up on time and then you missed an opportunity or by your transcript or by what. These are things that make you really sorrowful in your heart. But for you to actually have, for you to have that burden, yeah, that unfeigned deep burden for the nation is very, very difficult. So on Thursday, we also pray that God will give us a burden for our nation. I'm telling you, you're not going to pray for America when you're like what Mr. Barlow was telling us. You're not going to pray for America. You're going to pray for the world at large when you're not praying for the country where you live, for the city where you dwell. It cannot happen. You're lying. If you can't pray for Uganda, you can't pray for Gaza, you can't pray for Israel, even when the Bible commands you to do it, to pray for the prosperity of Israel, you cannot. You're lying. So things like praying for this country should be taken serious. And here in LAT, it is our desire and God expects us. Because they say, oh, bringing Christ to the nation. The nation that you don't love, a nation you barely pray for, a nation you're always pounding, yeah? But you never pray. When they talk about corruption, you know all the guys that are stealing the money and all those things. But when it comes to praying, your voice is not heard in heaven. It is not, okay? So that is just to encourage us. And besides, anyway, we are heading into our independence. Well, Uganda is also making another year, okay? So please, take off time. Just say, God, can I call you just something that is not about me, about LAT? Let me just pray for this country. And you just take off time and you pray for the nation Uganda. And I believe it, even the children can do it. Eden, can't you pray for the country Uganda? Do you need so much information for you to pray before you start praying? Just from your home to school, you already have prayer requests. They are looking at you, yeah? From home to school, you have enough prayer direction. Glory to God. That I don't even need to give you prayer direction when it comes to your nation. I believe everyone knows what to pray for here when it comes to our country. Hallelujah. And let us not lie to ourselves. We are only as successful as our country is. Yes. Yes. I remember here when we had a little bit, it was just a little bit of strikes here and there. Man, I was so scared as hearing bullets. And the children, maybe the Barlows, the Sams, the Geraldines, I'm also looking, the Christines, I'm looking for other people. Maybe they went through the war, and so they know what war is. Hallelujah. So they know what war is. They know the sound of a gun. And not the gun from the askari that went off accidentally. They know what it is to see Habayekera on the road. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm not lying because most of these people have told me their stories. They have told me their stories. Hallelujah. Yeah. So for them, when it comes to praying for a nation, they have the before and the after. So it's easy to connect. But let us encourage even the young people and tell them, but now, if you gamba, we go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Then what are you asking for? Man, you do not know what it is, okay? That people can die. You can just wake up in the morning and you're not going to go back to that home and maybe you never see it. You never see your siblings because war ravishes a country. And so when we are on social media asking for war, let us be very careful, okay? Instead of asking for war, try working on yourself, try doing your part, and try praying. So that when you start asking for war, the Lord also wants that war. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So I didn't come to talk about the country, but yes, Let us, last week, praise the Lord. Yeah, my testimony is, today someone sent me a prayer about me coming to church in peace. And at first I was like, is this mine? Then they're like, yeah, and the message was, I pray that you come to church in peace and you go back in peace, yeah? So I was like, is this mine? Because it quite did make sense. And the person said, yes, that is yours. And then I even showed it to Sam. I'm like, you know, my husband, you see, people are praying for me. They know what my Sunday mornings are like. Glory to God. So I'm thankful to God that today we came in peace. Hallelujah. Yes. And I even asked in the car, but God, the car is quiet. What is going on? Ah, I had a lot of peace. Not so. Yes, he can tell you the truth. I asked. I'm like, hey, but today the car is very quiet. But we had some soft music. There wasn't a, yeah, and then we were here on time. There was not a lot of hustling people. So either I have changed or something has changed. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. But this message was about the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace in the midst of a storm. Amen. Yes, my Sunday mornings are stormy. But today there was peace. So last week we talked about the fruit of the Spirit. And we are going to continue that today. And last week we talked about what the fruit of the Spirit is and how and why do we need to yield ourselves to developing this fruit, okay? We talked about what it is. We looked at it in context. That many times when we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit, we only quote Galatians 5 and the fruit of the Spirit is, you know, we start from there, which is Galatians 5, 22 to 23, which talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But last Sunday, we went back and we tried to put that fruit of the Spirit into context to understand what it is. And we said, as a fruit of the Spirit, it's not fruits, it is fruit, singular. That it's not like gifts which are distributed by the Spirit of God according to how he sees fitting. Meaning you cannot say for me, you know, while someone can be called to prophesy, another one is called to teach, another one is called to the office of the apostle, it is not so for the fruit of the Spirit. You can't say that for me, I'm going to work on long suffering and peace. Then the pastor's wife needs a lot more love. So let her be the one to work on what? On love. For me, nekuteyochi, these two, and I'll be good to go. And then you cannot say, you see, for the gifts of the Spirit, the Bible tells us that we can covet them and we shall get them. But for the fruit of the Spirit, it is not like that. The fruit of the Spirit, the entire fruit, which are the nine gifts. Adults, there are nine gifts. I was surprised that Paul was saying seven, but there are nine. Rather than there are nine, what can I? They're divided into nine things. Let me call it that way, yeah? There are nine. Because I don't say nine fruit, it just sounds off. Like you can't say nine, like you can say nine sheep. So can you say nine fruit? So it's all of them. You're supposed to want to develop all of them. You're supposed to work at developing the entire cluster of fruit. Glory to God. Amen. Just like a cluster of bananas, it is one type of what? Of fruit. So you can't say ngenda kuliyako one. And I will just, you know, I don't want the others. That is not how the fruit of the Spirit works. It is a cluster of the same kind, okay? It's a cluster of bananas, for example. So that's the easiest way I can explain it. I'm trying to explain it to the younger ones. I think I'm seeing my son and Eden and Carl, yes, and Teddy. Glory to God. So I'm trying to... Yes. And then we looked at the characteristics of fruits. And we say fruits reproduce after themselves. Fruits are attractive. Fruits nourish our bodies. And just like those fruits in the natural, it is the same way with spiritual fruit, that it makes you attractive. Hallelujah. And I remember people took that example home, because after that, I had now to straighten some theology at home, yeah, about attractive fruit, yeah. But a fruit, all the things, all the fruit of the Spirit, the love, long-suffering, joy, kindness, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are things that make us attractive to the non-believers, okay? These are things that make us effective preachers of the word. These are things that make our evangelism more fruitful than even the money in our pockets. Because you could have the money in your pocket, but it takes you being kind to actually support ministries that go out and preach the word of God. Okay? It takes kindness. So it's more than the money in your bank. All right? It's more than the position. You could have a high position, but if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit, you're not going to be helpful in the body of Christ. To tell you, Goyamba, you have your high position with a very bad, with you're lacking in the fruit. How are you going to help? How are you going to play your part in the body of Christ? Now I'm talking about people who are born again. So we also looked at why is it important for us to develop the fruit of the Spirit. And we said, first and foremost, it's a commandment from God. The Bible tells us, Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. All right? So it is a commandment. God expects us to learn from his son, or Jesus expects us to learn from him. Then the second thing we said, the second reason why we said it is important to develop the fruit of the Spirit is that it causes us to inherit. We are able to inherit the kingdom of God. When we produce work that is according to the flesh, that one will lead us to hell. But when we produce the fruit of the Spirit, then we bring ourselves under the subjection of the kingdom of God, where Christ is the king. And therefore, we harvest the blessings of being in that kingdom. And the third reason we said, it's an effective evangelism tool that I already talked about. And lastly, we said when we develop the fruit of the Spirit, we build healthy relationships amongst ourselves. And this one we talked about, conflict resolution, yeah? If you ever want to resolve a conflict, first and foremost, look at, have introspection and ask yourself, what is missing? Which fruit should I work on for me to work on this situation, okay? And which fruit should my spouse or this person who I have a conflict with, which fruit should they develop? So it helps us to have healthy relationships. Imagine, like this whole church, imagine we didn't have the fruit of the Spirit. Then we'd be rude to one another, we'd have a lot more conflict. Not that we don't have opportunities to conflict with one another, we do. But it's the fruit of the Spirit that holds you back. Glory to God. Amen. So today, and this is, I think this is how I am concluding on the fruit of the Spirit. How do we develop the fruit of the Spirit? We're going to talk about how to develop it. Over the past weeks, we've talked about humility, love, generosity, all the fruit of the Spirit. But how do we actually do this? How can we develop the fruit of the Spirit? Hallelujah. So the first way of developing the fruit of the Spirit is first and foremost by going to the source. By going to the source of the fruit. John 15:4-5. It says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So we know that no tree struggles to produce fruit. Like you can't be there and the tree tells you, like the branch is telling, I'm struggling to produce this fruit. No. The fruit on the branch will come from the branch being connected to the tree, to a source. So all you have to do is water the tree and then the fruit will come automatically. So The tree does not strain to produce the fruit, I've already said that, and all it needs are the right conditions. And here, that is what it means, even for us who are in Christ Jesus, that you don't struggle and you say, now I am going to be patient, patience come, woo, sir, patience come. No, it doesn't work like that. You don't struggle, you cannot work on your, you know, it is the fruit of the Spirit, not even you, your Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So all you need is that connection, okay? All you need is that connection to the Spirit. All you need is that connection to Jesus, and you will produce Jesus-like fruit. Now, the Bible says that you shall see them by their fruit. How will you know what they are connected to? Just look at the fruit, okay? When you're connected to something that is not Jesus, we shall see it, okay? That is what you're going to produce. To put it lightly, now, because Jesus is addressing his disciples, this was the Last Supper, yeah? It wasn't the Last Supper, it was just before his crucifixion. I don't know if it was the Last Supper, but it was just before his crucifixion. And he is telling his disciples, people who are already born again, he's telling them, abide in me and I in you. Meaning, stay connected to me. And it's a mutual thing. Stay connected to me. And what is the result of being connected to me? Then you will produce much fruit. So, is it possible for you as a Christian, for you, Omulokole, to be connected to something else that is not Jesus? Yes, it can be. That you are connected to something that is not Jesus. And how? Okay? The things, for example, yes, you're born again, but the things that you watch, the things you listen to, okay? Now, you're still born again, all right? But you're going to be like that mango tree. Let everyone look outside there. You're going to be like that mango tree. It is big. Yes, everyone knows that you are born again. Let's look there. Mutunule, don't look at me. So you see that tree there, yeah? And it brings fruit occasionally. Sometimes you've been here in the prayer meetings, and man, you see a mbona, and you're like, man, yeah? But for its size and its foliage, you would expect it to produce like so many fruits. But have you ever, for the time we have been here, have you ever seen so many mangoes on this tree that are commensurate to its size? No, I haven't. We're making how many years? 10. But I've never, and we've been in this room for those 10 years, I have not seen fruit coming off like really, you know, so many mangoes on that tree. Now, as a Mulokole, it's possible for you also to be like that. 10 years, we know you as a mango tree. We know you as a Christian. Yeah, that is the name that you go by. You have, baby, to be on now, things look, you look nice, you have the lingo, you go for meetings, yeah? You know what to say, but the fruit is like that tree. You produce 1, 2, we see it. Sometimes it even has some bad insects in it. Okay? So it's very possible for us to live like that. And how does that happen? It happens because when the Bible says, abide in me, Jesus was telling his disciples, abide in me. He meant stay, remain continuously. Don't visit. Yeah? Don't come and say bananga. And you know that is not how you work on fruit. I listened to someone on the fruit of the Spirit, now I'm okay. I have the fruit of, it doesn't work like that. There is nowhere where a fruit is microwaved. No, it has to be nurtured. And even when, yes, I have seen seen several videos where now plants or animals take a shorter time to grow than before. You know, with the GMOs and all of these things. But they still go through a process. Even if the process is short, yeah, it is still a process. So even us who are Christians, you cannot microwave your way to patience. That doesn't. How do you microwave your way to long suffering? First of all, it has to be long. Yeah, you can't. It has to be long. And when you're waiting, you're not waiting on a smoothie. No, you're waiting. There is no smoothie to drink. There is nothing. It's as in even the waiting itself. It's not. It is not nice like beach waiting. Yeah. If we say okay, waiting on the Lord. Yeah. Waiting on the Lord sometimes is just. It can be tough. It can be very, very tough waiting on the Lord, yeah? It's not like you're waiting and you're doing, you know, you're taking a smoothie, everything we gamble, say, yeah, yeah. Then it loses the whole meaning of suffering long, you know? Or waiting patiently. The fact that there's even the bit of patiently, it means that you're going to be actually tested. But you have to stand under that heat. So let's look at, like, say, let us look at a fruit like, say, joy. Okay? When the Bible talks about joy as a fruit of the Spirit, our children, the young ones, this is not joy that comes from circumstances around you being okay. Okay? The joy that as a fruit of the Spirit is the one that say, where the Bible tells us, rejoice again, I say rejoice. Even when things are not good, you can actually still be joyful. It means just basically being joyful under very difficult circumstances. That is the joy of the Lord. That's the joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. That means that you are lacking in what? In strength. And it is that joy that will strengthen you. So that joy definitely cannot be the joy of, wow, I have money in my pocket. Wow, I am performing well in class. Wow, my parents have all the money. Wow, we have eaten KFC the whole week. No, it is not that. It is joy that comes even when you eat what you don't want to eat at home for the whole week. But you're eating it. Yes, Eden, and you are joyful. Eden is doing. This is the only church where people preach and even the congregants refuse. Yeah, people shake their heads. They are not, you guys are not, Temotutia, I don't know why, you don't fear us. I am preaching and guess what, Eden just shook her head. She's like, no, yeah. When I talked about eating the same food though, she's like, no, joyfully, yeah. This is the only, I think, Pentecostal church where the congregants refuse what the pastor is saying. But for me this morning, I'm here to tell you what the Lord says, amen. So even if you shake your head, those are what? Those are yours, okay? So that joy that God gives us, that joy of the Spirit, as a fruit of the Spirit, is joy even in the middle of circumstances that do not warrant joy. You can still have joy, okay? But you see, you will not get that joy if you disconnect yourself from the main source of the joy, who is Jesus Christ. Your joy as Christians, our joy, you should be the most joyful people in the world. But let me tell you, Christians have become the saddest people. Like we are the ones, the most depressed bunch there is. You are a Christian, but you are depressed. You're not happy. You are sorrowful. You are sad. Why? Because this is how now we disconnect from the Lord. Did you know that some things can make you sad? For example, if you continuously connect yourself to news, okay? News on TV. Oh, my friend, you will not come on Thursday and pray for this nation. You all hope will go. Last night, I was watching news. And for like the first four, that was just, it is good evening and then good evening, and then now the main stories run, okay? So now they give us a snippet of the main stories. One caught my attention. Did you know that here in Uganda, something happened in Chitezi? People were overwhelmed. The land was overwhelmed by rubbish. Yeah? And people died. I was like, where? How does rubbish kill a person? What happened? You know, I was like, what is going on here? Then I think I saw Elias Lukwago. He's there arguing. I don't know how that rubbish, I remember where it fell and buried people. I don't even know. I was just so dumbfounded. I was like, how does this happen? It rained, right? It rained and then the rubbish. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a landslide of rubbish? Can you imagine you go out like that? You guys, this is not, whether it's not, it's a laughable thing now, but this is all your rubbish here that is killing people there.
Yeah. So I felt so bad. I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, you mean I contributed to that? Was it me or is it the government? Should they have, you know? And people were there. You guys, it was sad. There were over 12 bodies, I think, at that point when I was watching news, that they had managed to exhume. And women were crying. Women were crying for their young. Women were crying for their husbands. Men were crying for their wives. And I'm like, is this the devil or it's just... You know, so when you now, imagine you watch that on Saturday night, Sunday morning, you get up, there's going to be a recap, you watch it again, just in time to watch some other unfortunate thing that has happened in you, because in Uganda, it's like as if that is our trend, yeah? Just in time to come now, we are celebrating, who won the medal? What's it, Cheptegei? Yeah. Christine is celebrating, putting there, eh? She even said that she put the banner about what, of Cheptegei on her status. I'm like, okay. Just in time for rubbish in her country to kill people. That is not okay. It's like as if you've just won something, then another good big thing just comes and sweeps it away. And now after that rubbish, then now they are going to open a commission of inquiry into what happened to the money that was given to the guys who were supposed to work on that rubbish. The money was eaten. Where are the guys? They stay in great places. Nsasa, what. And those are the very people who are producing what? Nsasa, Luwowa, Mbalwa, Kasangati. Those are the people who are producing rubbish. Yeah? For? I'm telling you, you're going to be very discouraged. You'll not have joy. Today I entered and I told Geraldine that, but this country, she was asking me, so what? So will they call? She was asking me, so will you get feedback from this? I'm like, those guys can't even call. Then very quickly and naturally, I said, but you know these things of Uganda, yeah? And I just caught myself there. That is the way the system is, yeah? But you see, you cannot have joy. Say, oh Uganda, may God uphold thee. You cannot sing. Do you even know what it means to sing that national anthem? It's a prophetic declaration over this nation. But it cannot be prophetic when you're sad, yeah? When you don't even have hope in the nation. Glory to God. So for you to pray, to pray efficiently for this nation, you must have a place where the Lord revives your hope, where you know that things can get better. But that revival, that joy, that hope cannot come from even to be all ababuli joe. Because what you see, on the contrary, is so hopeless. Even you yourself, you have been a victim of very poor systems. Hallelujah. So I say all this to say that let us keep connected to the source of the fruit. And you see, there is a beautiful promise here that when we stay, when we abide, when we stay with Jesus, when we stay doing and obeying his word and, you know, doing things that please him, doing things that are of heaven, not things of the earth, walking in righteousness, guess what he tells us? He tells us that then he will, unless you abide in me, I am the vine, you are the... When we stay in him, then we can bear much fruit. So it's not a one-sided thing that, okay, for me, I just have to abide. There's, what is in it for you? Abiding in God, what is in that for you? You being connected to the source, what is in it for you? It means that you're going to bear much fruit. And here he says that, if for without me, you will not, you can do nothing. So here there are two things in this verse I want to encourage us with. That one, bearing fruit is not out of self-effort. It comes by us staying, kumulamwa, staying in Jesus Christ. And now, when we stay in the Lord, then we can produce this fruit. So fruit, you cannot conjure up fruit. You cannot microwave it. The only thing you can do is stay connected to Jesus. Hallelujah. You all know how to stay connected to Jesus. Read your Bibles every day. It is August. People who started the year reading plan of the Bible, Muliwa, where should you be when you look at
I don't know those things that they send you by August. People about Tambu dead, they're about to enter Revelation. Yeah. Now for you, you are stuck in Leviticus. Mulokole. Read your Bible, pray every day. Because you started, man, people sign up for things at the beginning of the year. One, finish the Bible in 1 year. Yeah? If you signed up for that stuff, by now, where should you be? Where should you be, Teddy? Where should you be if you signed up for reading that yearly Bible plan? You're like, yeah, where should I be? People left you a long time ago. Then you left them. Hallelujah. So we are going to see more fruit. So read your Bible, pray every day. Yeah? If you want to grow, what do you want to grow? Fruit. Hallelujah. Yes. Pray every day. Pray every day. Did you pray today before coming to church? Oh, if we hadn't come to church, you are not going to pray. Yeah? Did you worship God today before coming to church? Or if it wasn't for Esther and her team, Tewandi Washpinze, Yoko, Banange. Yeah? Read your Bible. Pray every day. Bob. Pray every day. Yeah? Anyway. So you know how to stay connected. Read the word, pray, walk in obedience. I tell by the way, the more you disobey God, the harder and the more hard, like your heart grows coarse and hardened towards the voice of God. The more you harden yourself and you don't walk in obedience to God, the harder it becomes for you to walk in obedience. You understand what I'm saying? Wakati ochimanyira, not hearing, not going by what he's telling you. So you can never even develop your inner man to hear what the Lord is telling you. Kati gwenga wamanyira, disobedience. Okay? So, please, you know how to stay connected to the source. Then the other thing, how do we develop the fruit of the Spirit? Is to yield ourselves to the Spirit. We all know, you remember those days of good morning, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Who knows good morning, Holy Spirit? You do. Tell us about good morning, Holy Spirit.
Good morning, Holy Spirit, according to what I used to read and engage in, you wake up in the morning, greet the Holy Spirit, and surrender everything that you're going to run or everything that you're going to do during the day to the Holy Spirit for guidance.
Okay. So, good morning, Holy Spirit. I remember it was Benny Hinn who, I think after he had listened for a very long time to Catherine Kuhlman, he got to know that the secret sauce that Catherine Kuhlman had was making the Holy Spirit her friend. Okay? So, Benny Hinn wrote that book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And he taught people. For a very long time, he was teaching us how to relate to the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. But what I remember about it was, even as a young girl, when I heard those messages, was the Holy Spirit is gentle. He will never force you to do anything. And he can leave. He tells you if you don't want, he keeps quiet. He's not going to pound you on the head. He's not going to warn you and say, but you, but what, you know? The Holy Spirit is gentle. The Holy Spirit wants us to work with him. It is the fruit of the Spirit. What did you think? Okay? So it's the fruit of the Spirit. And we need to make up our minds every day to be surrendered to him. To yield ourselves to him. And you know what? When we allow the Holy Spirit to work and to when we allow to work with the Holy Spirit, when we yield ourselves and we are intentional about it, like Esther said, wake up in the morning and say, Holy Spirit, today, me and you. You know what is going to happen? The Holy Spirit will start to expose areas that you need to work on. Who is better at exposing areas we need to work on? Your friend, your workmate, or the Holy Spirit? You would rather that the Holy Spirit or your spouse, hallelujah. Spouses are lethal, my friend. Glory to God. Yeah? So you'd rather the Holy Spirit exposes to you the areas you're supposed to work on before your boss exposes them. Because when a human being exposes an area you need to work on, they are not kind. They are not. It comes with embarrassment. It comes with what? So that is why it's important for us to be the friend of the Holy Spirit. Make the Holy Spirit your friend. Yield every day to the Holy Spirit. Tell him, and then he starts to expose these areas. You'll be very, very shocked what the Holy Spirit will expose to you. Hallelujah. There are many times also here when, I think there's a time Pastor was telling us and encouraging us to ask God how we are doing. I believe that some of those people, when they ask the Lord, other people are like, I think it was Esther who said, for her she confidently asks, so God tell me how I'm doing. For me, I said, when the Lord tells you, man, this thing, then it hits you so bad, then you have to work on it. But Esther said, for me, mukama mubuza to show me. Then I think there's even a time Christine tried it. Yeah, and but the Lord showed her what? She came back and she said, Bane, I really think I have a lot of work to do. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit did not embarrass her. Glory to God. Okay? So it is better for us, like I said, when we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and we work with him and we tell him, let us work on this area together. The Holy Spirit is going to help you. He is willing to help you, but he will never force you to do something you do not want. That one, in my years of salvation, I have never been forced by the Spirit of God. But what will happen usually is because God loves you beyond that sin, so he works on circumstances around you that will maybe press you a bit, and then you wisen. But him that is going to get you and twist you, no, no, no. But he will work, yeah? If you are mean, you don't share, you do not generous, he first like not give you some kamane there. And yeah, then you suffer a bit. Then you listen to a sermon on tithing and generosity. And then you're like, I'm suffering because of this. So let us yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. Ephesians 4:30. To 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Do you realize that here we are told not to grieve the Holy Spirit? And how do we grieve the Holy Spirit? When you read on this entire list from 31 to 32, those are ebikolwa bya flesh. I was going to say fresh. But ebikolwa bya flesh, which we looked at in Galatians 5:19. That is how we grieve the Spirit of God, by participating in the works of the flesh. And the works of the flesh are bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking, malice, being unkind, not forgiving, yeah, not being tender-hearted, being tender to one another. These are the things that grieve the Holy Spirit. Okay, how do you grieve the Holy Spirit? People want about some mystery. Omoyo muwa mukama. I don't know, like sometimes I hear on radios, and maybe like sometimes the way injili ngawe baji wulira ku radio, it feels deeper, especially in Uganda. Omoyo wa mukama na jana ngamba. Oba nkola, like, you know, they say, like, it's some deep, deep thing. Yet me, I'm saying it here in English, and there is no rocket science. But when you hear this on radio, like, kati omoyo wa mukama na jechiro na ngamba. Omoyo wa mukama, and you're like, man, that person has had apparitions. Me, I've just read here in the Bible, and I've told you. And that is as deep as it gets. Glory to God. Amen. So you don't need any exorcism. You don't need us to lay hands on you, deliverance, what? Work on the fruit of the Spirit. And you will not grieve the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be intentional. Every day when you wake up, say, I am here for service. Tugenda kola chikati. What are we going to work on today? Which area do you want me to work on? And you see, if we were putting as much effort on working on the things that are of eternal value, the things in our spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, as much as we work on the way we look on the outside, won't we be beautiful? Yes, we'll be beautiful. Looking at all of you right now, including myself, you all look so beautiful. You're wearing, putting on shades, blonde braids, looking nice. Yeah, you came to church, you look nice. And you put in effort. Hallelujah. And it paid off, glory to God. And you have put that effort on things on the outside. And nebukola, by the way, you look great. Tabitha, yes, you look nice, yeah? But let us also, in the same way we work on the things on the outside, let us also work on the things of the inside. Glory to God. We would be to God, that is what is most beautiful. Ladies, that is what is most beautiful. You can have the swankiest hairstyle. You can drive the best car. You can vibe all you want. Yeah, you can have the vibes. But if inside you're not as beautiful as on the outside, what makes you beautiful on the inside? The fruit of the Spirit. If you're not kind, if you have outbursts of wrath and anger, let me tell you, you smell pungent towards God. You're distasteful in His presence. You are not ground that He can work with. Okay? Yet here outside, everyone sees you. You're so good, you're so good. But on the inside, you are rotten. And that God doesn't want that. Glory to God. So let us put it simply, the young men who are here, the young women who are here, Christina, Nana, eh? Nana Wangel, yeah, yo. If you are, you know, you put, mommy, I want this car, hey, yeah, I want this, I want these shoes, I want this, what they call those dresses of yours that are short in front, high low, yes, high low. Yeah. They taught me high low, the Mujimba's children. High low. High up in front, low behind, yeah? And I'm like, eh. Even to be kai. But I saw that thing, it was really, really nice. But children, you guys, if you put a lot of effort in what you look like on the outside, put even more effort on what you look like on the inside. Hallelujah. God sees your inside much more than your outside. And that inside is a fruit of the Spirit. And you know, don't pass on chances and opportunities to work on the fruit. The problem with us human beings is that sometimes, because we know that fruit takes time, you have to work, you have to be intentional, sometimes it's unpleasant. Any level of discomfort, say you have a relationship, you're married, any level of discomfort, I'm mentally compromised, you're toxic. Like, even at work, any level of discomfort, eh? If something calls for you to be tender or to be forgiving towards your boss or your workmate or to have self-control, here we are smothered, we can't speak up. In this organization, we are not allowed, there's no speak up policy here. There is no what. You know, I remember being in the bank and omkutugwa speak up, gwegwali the busiest in our branch. People were just speaking up. There was nothing like, you know, that is your boss, Muleka Bulesi, Oba, just control yourselves, just submit. Kumukutu, I think even Mr. Balo knows, and Rachel. Kumukutu was speak up because the speak up policy in that bank was, it was done in such a way that whenever you'd, it was first of all, I'm looking for the word where it is, like private. We didn't have like a suggestion box, because you see the issue with the suggestion box is, well, if it is there, suggestion box are in open places, yeah, there. So when I'm going to suggest something, imagine here in LAT we had a suggestion box. Probably we'll put it like there. Imagine I'm suggesting something to pastor. I would go, write my thing, then drop it in. And of course, tomorrow when the pastor opens the box and gets the thing, yeah, and I'm going to you. But in the bank, that suggestion box, which was called Speak Up, it was a private thing, and you would be sure that no one would know who has actually what? Put in something. So it was an online platform. But also, I know in some workplaces, they say that those things are not as private as you think. You send in something, tomorrow HR calls you. You're like, but this thing was supposed to be a private matter. Like, you know, I give feedback and it is anonymous. But it's not as anonymous as you think. So even as you go for those speak up channels, eh, technology has evolved. They can trace it right to your user and say, it is this person. Yeah. So the problem with us is, any level of discomfort that causes us to have to work, to have to exercise the fruit of the Spirit, we don't want it. And that is one of the reasons why many marriages are actually failing and suffering so much. Any level of discomfort. Who told you that we marry for comfort. We marry to what? To row the waters, what? Down, up, kayak your way. To what? To the end of life. You're kayaking. Then they come. Then you kayak. Then you're like, when they balance the boat, and they're balancing. Then you kayak your way. You guys, you've seen those guys who do those. I think, Geraldine, you've seen the one? Geraldine has done one. Can you imagine, pastor's wife? Those are very risky hobbies. Yeah? So, hey, Geraldine, you've done. And she wants to go back. Yeah? And then the last one is, make no provision for the flesh. All right? Make no provision for the flesh. The second point was, yield yourself to the Spirit. Sometimes you'll be in unpleasant circumstances, but don't jump out. Use it as an opportunity to exercise the fruit of the... Know that you're not alone. Know that the Holy Spirit is there to help you. Okay? And then the last point is, make no provision for the flesh. Romans 13:14. It says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. This scripture tells us to put on. This scripture, I feel like, always gives me a responsibility. It removes the responsibility from the Spirit of God. It is you supposed to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you were born again, why are they now telling you to put on Christ? Why? How do you wear Christ? One of the ways you put on the Lord Jesus Christ is by developing the fruit of the Spirit. Glory to God. Because by that we shall know who you really, really are. You know that I'm a woman by the way I'm dressed. Okay, in this era, okay, in the old era, by the way I'm dressed, because I also know that men can dress like this now. But generally, you know that I'm a woman by the way I'm dressed this morning. Glory to God. Okay? So that is, you. I put on this because this is what will show, this is what I am. I am a woman, so I put on this today. Okay? But, and so when the Bible says that, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, what is it about the Lord Jesus Christ that I can put on? On, you guys didn't say in. And this scripture is addressing people who are already born again. Okay? So what can be seen on the outside beside your confession that you're born again? And how are these people? This is the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. When you're not walking in the flesh, when you do not have the acts of unrighteousness, when you don't give the flesh, you don't give it provision. Okay? So here it's saying, put on Jesus, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision of the flesh to fulfill its lusts. And I'll add this to the last scripture, Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. One of the ways we shall smother and kill the flesh is doing this, exactly this, yeah? Guarding our hearts, the things that we look at, the things that we read. Did you know that you can get, you know, one of the things, one of the acts of the flesh or the works of the flesh is jealousy. For example, let me just use this normal example, yeah? So that the children can understand. Or adults, we know it very well because for us, it comes up sometimes in midlife crisis. But for someone who is younger, yeah, for adults, there's midlife crisis. The older guys, the babadiao. It comes, but now for us who are young, how does this, yeah? How does, for us who are young, I'm talking. Anyway, for us who are young, how does this come up? Yeah, when you go online, all these online platforms, there is a lot of microwaving things. People show you. I was asking my husband, how do you shrink someone's life into 30 seconds? Like, how are you for real? Like, you're in the 30 seconds or 60 seconds of a reel, R-E-E-L, Instagram people, yeah, of a video. Someone shows they're entering a car. Then they show they are going out. Then they show they are in a supermarket buying expensive things or in a store. Then they come out. Then they show that they are praying. Oh, God, yeah. Then they, and it has to be the right angle. Then after they show they are putting their babies to sleep, and that takes 60 seconds. And then you guys, the young people, you see that and you think that is real life. Are you okay? Are you okay? Like, if you very well know, you know, I was telling some that, but these people, they know that our roads are bad. Why didn't they show that part of the road being bad? How they are in the traffic, what? Why didn't they show their kids crying? Why didn't they show us their mealtime where the child was even refusing the food? Why didn't they show when power went and they were looking for a candle? Why didn't they show their real life? Like, how can you shrink someone's life into 60 seconds and you think that is a good representation of what life is? Let me say, people who are in relationships, marriage, usually there is this kawan. Now we are starting from engagement. We are engaged. Like a picture. My husband, come. Let me show them. This is what I have seen. Now there's engagement pictures. Thank you so much. You're a paid actor. No, you just stand. No, you stand. Face this side. So, the picture starts like this. And the ring is here. Yeah? Is it usually here or on the left? Bane munyambe. Kano, Christina, agamba kano. Kano. Ah. So, it's like this. Okay? Thank you so much, paid actor. You can see it. So, we start from there. Yeah? How many carats? Yeah? Then now, they show us. Meanwhile, engagement. don't catch feelings, catch flights. They show me and Sam. We are engaged locally. They show me and Sam going to the airport, pulling the luggage. And I'm like, if you're engaged, what are you doing going to the airport together? Where are you going? Those are things I'm asking myself. But anyway, for me, I'm of the old generation, so we are pulling the luggage. Don't catch feelings, catch flights. Uh-huh. Then they show me. We are seated somewhere in some swanky hotel, having a time. I prayed for this and believed the Lord for this. We are having a nice time. Then after, they show flowers coming to me. Oh, surprise number two. So he's giving me what? Flowers. Oh, I'm having a time of my life. Uh-huh. Tuliku holiday mlokole, you haven't even asked yourselves. Glovimo. Hey. You're like, hey, did they go to different rooms? Anyway. So you're like, Kale. Then after, then there was another one. They showed chocolate. What is your drinking coffee outfit? Mm-hmm. Geraldine, yeah. This is my drinking coffee outfit. But then I'm like, drinking coffee outfit, and then there are all these expensive things with expensive labels and what. Then perfume, a little spritz. Then, and you're like, but, and you shrink all of that. You feed on all of that. Yeah? You're a church girl. And let me tell you something. You feed on all of that. You're a church girl. You're a church boy. Yeah? You don't have tawali catching flights, Zoliko, because you're not even working. Yeah? You're still staying with your parents. But you have seen people, they are catching flights and not feelings. They are showing you coffee outfit. They are showing you that ring. Like, you're going to feel inadequate. And you're going to feel jealous. You're going to naenze lave yange ya mazima basi ya mazima. Zendo was a love young, I'm Coco 10. Eh? Like it's just, yeah? Because now that one, like when even now your girlfriend starts, nice, sweetie, nga for you, tonko ya yoka antukona. So even when you go to I Feel Like Chicken tonight, tebe jakola because the girl wants something that is postable. Yeah? She wants a meal that is postable. Yeah, and before you know it,
Because you see, those plates of I feel like chicken tonight, they are old plates. They are old Luminac plates. They are white, and you know Luminac. They are old, they are white. The fork, you see it, and it has worked. You're like, Banange, that fork. There's just nothing possible about that. So you start to feel not contented. You start to get uncontented. You're like, you know? Now for us who are what? Now for us who are old, you're there, Mr. and Mrs. Barlow. Yeah, they send us pictures. They are, ha, about which honeymoon. Nenga for you can manage, shell select. Yeah? So, yes, but you do not know that they have ever gone to shell select just because they have posted and they're in the Netherlands. Eh? You think, yeah. But also, you see their age and you see their children, for you're still here, running, fizzy, what, all the money is going. For them, they have served. Yeah? So you start to feel like Nembutufu. What is going on? Then you see Miriam and her husband. You're like, okay, the Balos, they are old. But let me go to Banu. People in my same what? You're like, Miriam and her husband, they have rolled in a new wheels. That's what I was told. New wheels, a new ride. Their children are what? Now they have said, hey, praise the Lord. You know, as a family, we believe in God for yearly holidays out of the country, and God has been good, and now we are able, this is the third time we are going out of the country. Praise the Lord. Hey! Oh my God, pressure, pressure. Then your children start to ask you, but mommy, why can't we go? Don't you serve the same God? Can't you also pray like them? Yeah, can't you also pray? You see, even the other day, you know, so-and-so came and testified how they went to America. Now there in children's church, children are very honest. I was praying to go to America, and the Lord answered, Mommy, why is the Lord not answering my prayer for America? I don't know, yeah? But pressure starts. When they go back to school, yes, now Babanaba International Schools, when they go back to school after that long holiday. So how was your holiday? Guys, let us meet together in a circle and everyone tells us what they did in the holiday. My God, every child has gone. We went to Thailand, we went to Malaysia, we went to Dubai, we went where? Baba, we went to church for the prayer meeting. Afterwards, Mommy and Daddy, we went to the village. Our village is called Chenjojo. What? You know, and we ate meat in Masindi, about where? And you see, hey, so your daughter comes and says, but mommy, sincerely, really, we are not asking God for so much, but a holiday, okay, here, nearby, yeah? It's in the U.S. far, but a holiday here, okay, Kenya, okay, what about a holiday? Maybe like, okay, mommy, Serena, just 1 week. And pressure, eh? Just Serena, just 1 week. And I'm already feeling like, whoa, Serena, 1 week, that is, man, a day is $175. You're like, man, how many rooms? You're already feeling the what? The pressure. The children didn't do anything bad, yeah? There is a time that I tell my children that, do you know where those people get money from? But one day I said, but they are the very people in your church who testify. Kakati, what are you going to say? Nababa loko lengagwe. You serve the same God. So, of course, one time, one of the kids challenged me and said, but are they all wicked? I said, no, they are not. Yeah, so now I started to. Nateleza, wow, God is a God who blesses you with good things. Glory to God. That was a long, long time ago, yeah? But God blesses you with good things. So why can't you just believe God also? So pressure, you start to feel pressure. You start to feel not contented. Before you know it, you guys, you are involved in works of the flesh. You're doing things in the flesh. The Holy Spirit is not happy with you. You are stealing money. You are doing work, you know, working in unrighteousness for that holiday so that you can also have something that is postable. Yeah? And then, before you know it, as in, you should guard your heart. Really guard. And it's okay for you to say, Nzebane, when that baby in 12, you're online, I'll get jealous. Get off! Get off. It's okay. It's because sometimes everyone here, once in a while, you feel jealous, yeah, of someone like, nah, yeah, really, mukamanze nakolachi, yeah. But you see, if looking at something every day feeds jealousy into you, it feeds envy, stop it. Shut it off. Shut it off. And even if it's from a friend, just what? Shut it off. And it's okay. Just saying, you know what? My heart is weak. I am not able to. So I'm going to shut off that thing. So don't be there overseeing obuviri. Where are you going to get money from? You see, you people who are single, you be there, you see someone about who, a child of a rich parent who you know very well steals government money, and even if they're not stealing government money, that is how God has blessed them. They're always twisting their hair, at a natural hair. They're always twisting it here, twisting it like this, using the products, putting it in your face. You should have this. This is why you're going to have good hair, because you have this, because you get. Then you see that thing, it costs you like 100K. But God blessed you with a lot of hair. So even thinking, that thing that is small like this, no matter, I put it in my hair. I need like four of them. So before you know it, but your hair is nice. It has been working. So what is the problem? Do you know why she's using that product? Those are the things I tell my daughter. Do you know why they're using those products? Because they don't even have as good hair as yours. So just be easy. But it's feeding something in her, making her feel like what she has is not what? Is not good. But all of us, this scripture is for all of us. Guarding our hearts is for all of us. It doesn't matter how old you are, how whatever you, it is for all of us, young, old. The heart needs to be guarded at all times. Your heart needs to be guarded at all times, because the devil wants your heart. And once he gets in there like this, remember that is the same heart which the Lord wants to, which the Lord works with to develop the fruit of the Spirit. So you have the devil on one hand fighting for that, your heart. You have God on the other hand saying, but I also want to use the same thing. So it is your choice at the end of the day to choose. Sometimes, but just be content. Just be content. But contentment cannot come. Yeah? You're going to end up having, you're being jealous, you know, eh? And it's just exhausting. You guys, it's just exhausting. Yeah? You see people hating each other for 60-second videos because Geraldine put the start on the shoe as now who wear one type of shoe, but anyway, but they start on filming the shoe in all angles. Ha, you guys, eh? Before you know it, your shoe, it has been serving you well, yeah? No one has ever complained about it here, yeah? But now, before you know it, I want to get like Gerard's shoe. I want to get them because she posted it at different angles, edited it, even showed when her foot is going in it. In a way, it looks more superior. Than your shoe. She even showed the foot guys going in it. You guys, it is, social media has come for us. And even as the adults, we are not above it. We need to guard our hearts. Sometimes you need to guard your heart from people you call your friends. People who just put you down. People who don't speak life to you. People who are, like, for lack of better, toxic. Ngabuli wobera na ye. And you go away, you're feeling engeri-geri. You know that thing, eh? There is just a way in which you're like, okay, do get denaye. If it may, just shut that one. No one is forcing you to be with that person. Just shut them off. Yeah, just, you know. So sometimes even our friends, yeah, our friends who are not spurring us on to live a life of Christ, eh? Just shut it off. So that, and let the Holy Spirit work in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit bring you friends who are going to inspire you. Let the Holy Spirit show you. Honestly, you don't need to watch 10 videos about a good haircut. You don't need to. Yeah? Before you know it, you're going to be not happy with your skin. Yet you went there for a haircut. But before you know it, you're like, Bananga, I think, Kati, eh? There is a guy in town, he's called Mbaja Sean. One time he did my friend's hair. Yamsibach Swahili. And I never heard of him. So I met my friend, man. She had like, hey, of a Sudanese, nicely neat, what? So I said, this hairstyle. She said, there is a guy called Mbaja Sean. So she showed me the pictures. I said, hey, Mbaja, and I asked her, how much was the Swahili? She told me a crazy amount of money. But I was like, hey, for that money. Then I kept on thinking about that Chiswahili. I kept on thinking about it. And I was like, okay, let me see some of his videos and see how he does it so that I can take it to my to my chick. And she does the same. But the more I watched, man, Mbaja doesn't just show the hair, the scalp alone. He shows the skin, guy, it's nice. Then he shows the lash, guy, it's nice. Then he shows the earring. Then before, you guys, I think I spent like 3 minutes. By the third minute, I was no longer on the hair, as I listened to tell you. Now I was even seeing other things. I'm just there. Hey! But I went there for what? For the hair. Then I started not being content. Then I got that thing. I took it to my what? To my salon lady. She said, "Shino chiswahili cha bulijjo. Cha bulijjo, cha bulijjo. Leta tukasibe." But I was so shocked at how the video had twisted my eyes and my thinking, to think that it is so, like, super special. So did you know that if this guy did this work, like Esther, her hair, it posts it. It becomes viral. This is the hairstyle Kat Yeliko. But she didn't use Mbaja. Just Mbaja tying your puff like me here, like this. Not I call this cat scrunchy. Oh. You will become what? You will trend, and everyone will start doing scrunches. Like, yet it's something you can even do at home. So when I took that Swahili to my lady, she said, "Let her kasibe." Sa. Now kasiba, I got out of there. By the way, my lady is here in what? Somewhere in Tinder. I got out of there. It's like as if I'd also go to Mbaja Sean. I was like, how much did you spend on yours? How much did I spend on mine? But you see, that is, you have to really guard your heart. Otherwise, before you know it, Mbaja is posting another style. Will you go and remove that one? Yeah? Before you know it, Mbaja is trending with what? Trending with puffs. Will you now remove? How? Like it's a bottomless pit. It's a bottomless pit. Because the heart is not satisfied. The heart is sometimes like, the heart is like a grave. Never gets satisfied, even if you feed it how. So the only way, brothers and sisters, is just do your thing with the Holy Spirit. Guard that heart. Temujja kumalako. Glory to God. So today we talked about how to develop the fruit of the Spirit. Number one, go to the source. Always make sure that Christ is the source. You know how to do it here in LAT. Read your Bible, pray every day, worship, keep the right company, etc. Number two, yield yourself to the Spirit. Give yourself over. Work with Him and be intentional. Don't pass on opportunities to exercise the fruit of the Spirit. Remember, you're not doing it with gritted teeth. The Holy Spirit is there as your helper. Number three, make no provision for the flesh. Guard your heart. From your heart, matters of life spring. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.